I definitely, I seen like, I suppose we made a decision at the beginning of the year. I remember speaking to you back in early February, and we were very lucky in that we landed a deal with Hyundai Customer Racing in Germany through PCRS. Philip Case here that's running the car locally in Letlhenny. And, you know, we managed to pull a package together, and we've always said that from the outset that given that package and given that commitment to us that we were going to compete in the R5 car, because we had to go on the left-hand drive R5 car in order to compete in the Tyremake Championship. And this is around the Tyremake Championship. And as you said, we won't be able to probably compete this weekend for the outright one, but we're looking forward to giving the R5 category a good rattle.
Yeah, you're honouring your contract with those that are backing you. But the R5 category, as you said, is the championship. It's the leading class now in the championship. So it is a big honour to be fighting for this weekend.
Definitely, as I seen, I mean, if you take the championship, Tyremake Championship this year is probably the best championship it has been for years. It's seriously competitive. I mean, we've been rallying all year on it, and it's been, you know, albeit that we're adapting to a new car and different position in the car and all the rest, but with that said, like, the lads there are highly talented. I mean, you've a world driver and the pedigree of Craig Breen and Paul Nagel alongside him, and I mean, the lads there in the R5 cars at the top of their game are punching it out, and, you know, they're not making it easy for a man that's so talented with such experience.
Yeah. Well, what about your own experience in the R5 car? Donald's back sitting on board. He was last with you in West Cork. What has changed since then, and are you starting to feel now a wee bit more settled in the car? Because at the start, Manus, was all new to you, and at times you were struggling with it.
Definitely. First, I admit, like, I've really struggled with the left-hand drive from the outset, and I thought that probably I would have taken it hit quicker, but listen, the left-hand side has been one element. The left foot breaking, and then I started to make my own notes. I lost Donal halfway through the championship too. He had a slight illness and had to go through a procedure. So, listen, there's been a lot of factors that have kind of stumbled on the progress of building what we hope to have a very good pace for Donegal. But listen, I had a very, very good navigator here, a highly respected and a great man. I must say I appreciate him very much for coming in, Rory Kennedy here. And listen, I built good speed over the last couple of rallies. And as much as we're unlucky to go off the road in Killarney, up until that point, you know, we had made changes to the car, and I was getting comfortable in the car, and I was getting quicker, and I was very happy with the performance down there. So it's a matter of pushing on from there now. It's great to have Donald back in the car. It's great to have the team pulled together again now for Donegal, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah. So you're in a better place, your mindset's in a better place, you're happier with the car now than what you would have been a number of months ago?
Aye, definitely. Initially, we had to make changes to the car because I felt the car was very positive, and we changed diff settings and stuff in the car to make it, you know, a bit driver friendly and that, until I adapted to it. And then as I got quicker, then we had to get the car back up into the proper settings, you know, and the high performance mode, and that's where it is now. And, you know, I had a test in the car yesterday, and, you know, we had a good comfortable run in it, and we're pushing on nicely. So I suppose the objective now is that, you know, we go out and take it stage by stage and try and give the best performance we can. We feel that being on familiar territory should help us a lot. I know Friday's going to be a challenge because those stages haven't been run in quite a while. I haven't done them in years. But with that said, I think that with that bit of knowledge, it should help me.
Yeah. How beneficial is it to have that local knowledge, particularly when you have won three in a row and you've done everything it takes to win a Donegal International, Donald?
I don't know. Actually, if you look at World Rally drivers or any top driver and navigator, they go and they make the pace notes and they drive the car to the pace notes. So whilst, you know, you might know roads, everyone makes a pace note. So if you drive to the note, it doesn't matter whether you're in your own backyard or not. In 2016, we went off half a mile down from my house, so yeah, it didn't matter much in 2016. So, yeah, it's beneficial. But most of the top men are doing Donegal for a long time now, so the same amount of time as we were doing it, so they know it as well as we do.
Yeah. Listen, how excited are you this week? You of course took time away from the Ciar off the back of having your third one with Manus last year. What's it been like now for you the last couple of weeks knowing that you're going to get back into a seat and tackle the event again?
I didn't know what to think, Oisin, because I didn't know where Manus was at, because the last time I saw it on was West Cork, but I was very happy yesterday. We had a very good test and I thought the Ciar was totally different, obviously what Manus alluded to a wee while ago in terms of setup, etc. And I thought Manus was very different. So,
can you feel that? You could.
Well, you see, you feel you're going faster, and the Ciar feels better, and Manus is more confident, and you know, it felt very good yesterday. So, but the other boys are at a very high level, you know, who we're competing against. So, we'll give it a best shot.
So then, Manus, the R5 category, and you say you're happier now with the Ciar. Obviously, the likes of Alistair Fisher, Callum Devine, Josh Moffat is in there. I know you want to sort of bed yourself on a Friday, but you can't let maybe the boys around you have too much of a gap if there is going to be one there come the end of the first day.
No, definitely, Oisin. Listen, the approach will be similar to what it has been in the last 3 years, and that approach has been very good to us. But like that said, you know, I'm not going to push anything above my limits. I'm going to drive within myself, and you know, hopefully that'll be quick enough to build a pace that will not let them get away too far. And you know, really and truly, Oisin, we don't know where we're at the minute. So it's going to be interesting to see the stage times after a few stages on Friday. But listen, we're Donegal men, and we're on our own back garden, as the man says, and we're out to give the best challenge we can.
And Donal, the stages this coming weekend, which of these stages are going to suit the R5 Ciar? I was speaking to a man at the sign-on at the weekend that said the new stuff on Friday, well, it's not new, it's been a while since they were used, but it's back, and it's very much suited to WRC Ciar. What stages in Donegal are going to suit an R5?
I suppose to simplify it, Oisin, the World Ciar is a 2 litre and it's more powerful and more top speed, so the faster stages suits that, and the tighter, more technical stages with the R5 being a smaller chassis, etc., suits the R5 Ciar. So Friday stages definitely suit the World Ciar. You can argue Saturday morning, Gartner and Glen suits the World Ciar, and then you've Knockalla, which definitely suits the World Ciar, and Ballyhars suits the World Ciar. So probably, yeah, the World Ciar, Donegal stages suits it the most, you know, but the R5 Ciar should be very competitive at the same time, and hopefully won't be too far behind them, but you have to put it in perspective, I suppose.
Right, you're going in the R5 class, but there is a lot of World Ciars ahead of you, and you boys do have an interest in the World class, given that you have won that outright for the last 3 years. You'll be keeping a close eye. I'm going to ask you this one, Donal. Can you pick a winner out of those boys at the head of the field going into the weekend?
Oh, sure. Craig Breen's coming, and he's a world driver and with a world navigator on with him. So, you know, you have to look at him first and foremost. And, you know, but I think he'll be surprised at the pace that the top boys will be on. Like Declan and Donna and Gary will be on an unbelievable pace up at the top. And Sam Moffat in the World Ciar. Desi Henry's coming in the World Ciar. Maybe knowledge he wouldn't have done as many times as other guys. But no, I think Craig will be surprised at the pace of the other people. But to pick one, you know, he would be the person you'd have to pick. On a personal note, I think Donny Kelly, you know, the people around, like Sam has won it, we're lucky enough to win it, Declan has won it, Gary has won it, and on a personal level, I'd love to see Donny win it, because, you know, he's put so much into Rally and so much into Donegal, football and everything else, and it would mean an awful lot for him to win it, and on a personal level, I'd like him to win it.
As you know as well, it's a long weekend, anything can happen.
Oh, of course, yeah, sure, it's mad, the amount of corners you have to get around to win at Donegal, and so much can happen. Yeah, we've been fortunate the last few years, and so hopefully that fortune will remain with us, Oisin.
Yeah. Okay, finally then, Manus, winning the R5 category would be a successful weekend for you come Sunday at the finish ramp if you're to be there at the head of the field of these R5 Ciars.
Oisin, to be competitive in the R5 category this weekend would be just phenomenal for us. You know, that's where we've been looking to get to all year, and please God, if we're lucky enough to stay in the race over the 3 days, then it's going to add great value and benefit to us and to our progress and development now over the weekend. So if we're competitive within that section, it'll be massive, and you know, if anything above that, it'll be a bonus.
Okay, gentlemen, thanks for coming on. The best luck of the weekend.
Thanks for my knowledge.
Thanks, Oisin.